them and make sure that you return them. Now, Bar Kokhba followed the same strategy that the Jews had followed in the Great War, and that is first to reconquer the Galilee, to cut the Romans off from the sea, and then to surround Jerusalem and force them out of Jerusalem. Bar Kokhba had the active support of most of the rabbis, in contradistinction to the first two times of the wars, the first two wars against the Romans, when the rabbis were at best neutral and mostly pacifist and did not want the Jews to fight Rome. The rabbis here felt that this war would be successful. And that is due to the influence of Rabbi Akiva, to the great Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. I'm going to spend some time discussing Rabbi Akiva. I just want to mention it in passing now, that Rabbi Akiva said on Shimon, he recited on regarding him the famous Pasuk, Dorach Kochav Miyakov, out of Jacob has come the great star, which was the messianic verse in the Chumash. And that is how he got his name, Bar Kokhba, the son of the star, because Rabbi Akiva is the one who crowned him. And Rabbi Akiva's influence among the rabbis and among the Jewish people generally was of such a nature, it was so great that it swept everything before it. And if Rabbi Akiva saw in Bar Kokhba messianic qualities, so then the people immediately elevated him to the level of the Messiah. Understand very well why the Christians would take no part in the war, because of the fact that naturally that would make one Messiah too many. And his influence was so great, Bar Kokhba, that according to the records of the times, many non-Jews came to fight in his army, because this was a chance to bring down the Roman Empire. It was in the world, no one loves a bully, and the world was not very happy with the Romans. And therefore, you had an army of almost 350,000 men fighting Rome. And in the ancient world, that's an enormous army. The entire Roman army did not equal 350,000 men. And the Romans were so hard-pressed that the Emperor Hadrian brought all of his troops from England, from Gaul, from Germany, from all of the scattered Roman provinces. And he brought them to Syria, and from Syria they mounted the invasion of Palestine, again simply because Rome felt itself threatened as no other war ever threatened it. It was do or die. And because of that, Rome called in all of the legions, all of the mercenaries, and mounted a total war in the War of Bar Kokhba. What happened is also not clear to us, but by the end of the fourth year, see, Bar Kokhba, when he first conquered Jerusalem, proclaimed the fact that he was going to rebuild the temple. And in the program of the Melech HaMashiach, so to speak, in the messianic program of the Jewish people, rebuilding the temple is one of the items that the Messiah will do. And because of that, a great deal of emphasis and time and effort was expended to get ready for this rebuilding. He never got to start the rebuilding. The pressure from the Romans and also internal dissensions among the Jews prevented the task from ever becoming real. And by the third year of his reign,